this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com.
Hey, Real Lifers, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, practical, and real-life way. Today, we have a special episode for you. As you might have noticed, neither Chad nor Trevor are here. So today, me and Justin are going to be recording.
I'm Justin. What's up, guys?
So today's episode is very important for our vision for the Real Life English Project, and that is how learning English can make you a world citizen. This episode is actually based on an article that Justin wrote, so you can check that out later on our website. And we're also going to link it below. Alright, Justin, so why do people generally learn English?
Well, generally people learn English for often external pressures, like work, or people's parents make them, travel, relationships, pop culture. These are all good reasons to learn English, but few people have any awareness of the huge impact it can have on your global consciousness, on global interconnectivity, and how we perceive our cultures and others. So we all know that English is the universal language. It's the language of business, tourism, information, and diplomacy, but it can also change your perspective on the world. And we call this global citizenship, which is a collection of processes, traits, skills, attitudes that together form an identity that transcends geographic, political borders to include all of humanity. And this is beyond your cultural heritage, your religious background, your race, your gender, your sexual orientation, or really any idea that limits you from other people. We may not be free of borders in a physical sense yet, but we have the means and the opportunity and the responsibility to participate in the international community in a global field of awareness to create a more peaceful, unified, and diplomatic path to solving our problems.
So that's a lot to take in. It's a really big message to be dropping on people. And I think, as you said, most English learners, most of my students, don't really think of this or associate it with learning English. So do you want to maybe talk about some of the problems that occur and why global citizenship is such an important thing, maybe especially at this time?
Well, look around the world. We see all the problems, the wars, that we're destroying the planet. There are many, many things that could happen that can create like global catastrophe nowadays, but we don't want that. We want to continue alive as a species, right?
So yeah, I'd say that's pretty important for most people.
And at the exact point that we really have our own destruction in our hands, it seems like we also have our own solutions. And the way that I believe, and a lot of other people believe, is that we need to expand our perspective, expand our worldview, and really start to look at ourselves differently and develop different relationship as a global community. And this is to celebrate our differences and recognize that we have a lot more in common than we have that separates us, really. As we learn, as we meet people, as we gather information and open our minds to new cultures and experiences, we unlock the hidden and life-altering potential of learning English, which is global citizenship. I mean, that's what maybe you don't realize this when you start learning, but that's the end result. Have you felt this in your learning experience, learning languages, Ethan?
I mean, definitely. As I've traveled and learned different languages, and, obviously, especially through English, because no matter where you go, you'll find people who speak English. You can learn so much from other people, and it doesn't matter where they come from. And from that, these different experiences of connecting with people, I definitely feel myself much more like a global citizen. And I can connect people on a much higher level, no matter where they're from. You're really able to get past a lot of those cultural barriers if you're open to this. I think it's a way of really looking at the cup is half full. As you said, there's a ton of problems in the world today, but we need to look for those solutions. And a big part of it is us coming together from all our different parts of the world and working together. And English is really a vehicle to help us do that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. There's nothing that can really replace real communication. If you're able to communicate with people, you challenge your beliefs, your stereotypes, and just everything you inherit from your mother culture, that some of it's brainwashed actually from the local media, but you realize that people from other parts of the world aren't as different as you once thought. And so it's sort of like you grow up thinking, you see on the news, at least in my case, you know, I'm from the United States, and you kind of get this different perception of people all around the world. The media portrays them as the other, as a they. It's not a we. And so when you finally have the chance to expose yourself to these other customs and beliefs and these different ways of thinking, your stereotypes can't keep living. They just melt away, and then you absorb these other worldviews. In this sense, the English language is the language of diplomacy, and this is a really big step to global citizenship, to have this perspective that we're in the same boat. And a lot of people think that you lose your national identity when you start thinking like this, but in truth, you expand it to include something much, much bigger. And that, in turn, enriches your perspective on your own country.
Yeah, I totally agree. I would say that growing up, especially in the United States, there's a lot of patriotism, which is like nationalism. People are very proud of being American, a lot of us. But I think a lot of people also aren't so associated with this. And through travel, I saw that the United States is not necessarily the best country in the world, although it is an awesome place to live and visit. Other countries also have their positives. No matter where you go, you can find something positive about it, I believe. And also through my travels, I've kind of looked at the United States in a new positive light, where I see a lot of things that I took for granted before.
What does take for granted mean?
So take for granted is, to take something for granted, is when you're used to something and so you don't really appreciate it. So I really took for granted a lot of things in the United States, and leaving and then coming back, it really made me appreciate them so much more. So it brings light to certain problems that your country has, but it also helps you discover a lot of things that are really awesome about that place.
Yeah, exactly. So it seems like fluent communication, just meeting people, having those relationships, leads to a direct experience of others. And so maybe those perspectives that seemed strange before, you kind of realize that you have a lot in common. And I think if you learn English, you start experiencing professionally, personally, with travel, with tourism, and online as well, depending on your age and your maturity and education, that you're eventually going to start experiencing the world in a different way. If you just keep having these experiences, because you can't continue with an ignorant point of view if you have direct experience with these people and the truth. So as you experienced, as I experienced, and I think other people experience when they're open to the global community, is that your nation is not the center of the universe like you once thought. And so this gives you the capacity to reflect back on your own culture with more awareness, to see the positive and the negative inherent in all cultures, and really to give you another tool that's important to think outside the political, geographic, and conceptual borders of your nation and realize that humanity is the strongest common denominator. Another aspect that I wrote about in the article is how good information catalyzes new perspectives.
So I think in English, we have a lot of information available to us. You know, if you maybe speak a language that's not as internationally popular as English is, it makes it a lot harder to get the same amount of information that's available. Of course, there's a lot of bad information available, and you need to know how to filter this. On our website, we give a lot of recommendations for information in English that we find to be very powerful. So for example, there's a ton of podcasts, there's tons of different news sites that you can find that are very non-biased, which is extremely important and difficult to find in local media. And you can find a lot of blogs and other valuable sources of information. So why would this be important, Justin?
Well, a lot of people grow up believing all the information they see on the television, they see on the news or read in the magazines. But one of the things I learned when I was at the University of Colorado, I studied journalism for a year and a half, and it was quite scary to learn that 98% of the mass media are owned by 0.001% of the population. Just a very small group of people, really well-connected, politically influential families, control and manipulate the information that you're receiving. So this really affects your worldview. And so if you have English to be able to step outside of that information and really explore alternative sources of media and open your mind up to different perspectives, you start looking at the world in a different way. At first, you're probably going to get mad, probably at the United States government, because our government has a lot to do with it. But, so sorry, let me apologize on behalf of my government. but really, the problems are much bigger than any one government, because politicians are corrupt in most nations, and our politicians are a reflection of us. So we need to be better in this world. We need to really revolutionize the way that we are in this world as well, if we are going to revolutionize other aspects of this world and really make the world a better place.
Yeah, it's really amazing how much, you know, one person can really do, which I think kind of leads us into the next point of be the change that you wish to see in the world.
This is a quote by Gandhi, actually. So yeah. I'm a big fan of Gandhi, and I actually have this quote on my wall with a picture of the world. And every day I leave my room and I see this, and it's a reminder to be the best I can be in this world. And I think we all need to do this.
It's a great dose of inspiration.
Yeah. So everything we've talked about up to this point is about developing an informed global perspective. It's about having good information, relationships, and just seeing yourself in the proper place in the world. So you can really value your culture, and you can really value the unity and the interconnectivity in the world. So learning English will definitely facilitate this perspective. Fluent communication and relationship is irreplaceable. You see your true place in the world, family, and you can really see your own culture and value that. And you'll have access to better information so that you don't depend upon your local government, your local media sources for information. You can really explore many different perspectives to enrich a global perspective. But the final step has nothing to do with English. It's actually an ongoing process that demands the application of these ideas. And this is to embody your message and let your life and action be a vehicle for what you know to be true and to be a force of change. Not just for your family, for your culture, for your religion, but for humanity.
You can really lead by example with this too. I think, you know, maybe if you are more open to this perspective and you're doing more to put yourself out there, learning English, meeting people, whether it's through traveling or if you don't have the potential to travel, even just meeting people online through community can open you up so much to these ideas. And then leading by example, so, you know, your friends, your family, they're going to see this change in you, a new worldview, and you can really help other people get this as well.
Yeah, and a lot of it is just basically spreading information and just talking to people about new ideas. And it can be to combat maybe stereotypes, bigotry, and things that maybe don't make sense to you anymore.
So we recently just watched a video that is called The Overview Effect that really had a big impact on us and had a lot to do with this kind of vision. And so it really fortified our ideas and kind of inspired us to write articles like this and to record this podcast. So do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, actually, The Overview Effect is really, it's a movie actually, but I just watched, there's a 19-minute trailer to it that I watched it like 4 or 5 times, and I shared it with a lot of my friends, and it just blew me away. And so what The Overview Effect is, it's the effect on astronauts that have been to space, and they look at the planet for sometimes days and weeks at a time. They look at the planet as a whole with no borders. They're looking at it in the middle of space. They see how fragile it is. They see how just amazing and beautiful it is. And they come back with a completely changed perspective on the world. And all the problems, they seem stupid. These human battles, these human wars, it just seems stupid. When you look at it from outer space, you see that we are one. We're part of one organism, and that's the planet. We need to start acting like that if we're going to save it, because we're leaving marks on the planet. We have wars, we have all these problems, and we're not acting like a global species, which we are, which is the most objective reality that exists. So that video was very powerful for me. It made a big impact on me. And writing that article really flowed out of that experience. You guys should definitely watch it. I highly recommend it. And so another thing is that this whole idea of global citizenship, world citizenship, it's something that has really been part of our vision for English, for helping people reach their potential as English speakers, as human beings. And it's what we're really passionate about, because we realize that if we're going to talk about improving people's lives, improving the world, improving your English, this is the ultimate vision for it. This is the ultimate why. And it's really, really powerful if you start to really understand the potential of this.
So as our vision has really evolved, this has kind of become the ultimate goal that we have with this project. We have really big plans coming up on how to encompass this global citizenship vision. So stay tuned, because we have a lot of exciting things that are going to be happening over the next couple months.
We're really excited about putting into everything that we're actually producing here too. it's really great to see our vision of this project evolve as we connect it to you guys and your vision as well, and what we've learned from creating a global community. Because we have a Facebook group right now that has 16,000 people in it from over 60 countries, and people in this group are posting all the time, and we have interactions going on where everybody's learning. And my global perspective, my feeling of global citizenship comes from that. It's totally inspired by our community, by people who are contributing and making real life English, which is a microcosm of the world, much better.
Yeah, I can see from like over the months and, you know, the past year, I feel like the community, as it's grown, it's kind of also been evolving at the same time. And so many members really just embody this global citizenship. And I know a lot of them have never left their country. So it's pretty amazing seeing this. And if you're not a part of that, you should definitely go join.
So we'll link to the community down below, and link to the overview effect, and also we will link to this article.
Yeah. So if you enjoyed this podcast, remember to check out the article on our website. It's available in 3 languages, English, Spanish, and Portuguese. And you can also get 10 free podcast episodes there just for leaving us a review on iTunes. So be sure to check that out, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks a lot for hanging out with us today, guys. And we will play you out with a really amazing song from Black Eyed Peas, which talks about a lot of the things that we talked about today. It's called Where's the Love? Very inspiring song. Thank you very much. Thanks for inspiring us, guys. Take care.
Later.
To discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love that's to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all. Y'all. What you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love?
It just ain't the same. Always a change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, deny thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiving people dying, children hurt, pain, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive when love is found. And ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, Father, help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
one word, we only got one word, that's all we got, one word, and something's wrong with it, something's wrong with it, something's wrong with the good word, world, yeah, we only got one word.